And so we catch up with our sponsor, Liberty, to tell us about the importance of getting a medical examination done when looking to get certain insurance cover. To discuss this issue, I'm joined on the line by Dr. Thabani Gwanyana. He's a lead specialist medical officer at Liberty. Thanks very much for joining us, Doctor. So please just tell us about the various lifestyle protector products and what they offer by way of insurance cover.
Good evening, Lampuen, your listeners. So at Liberty, we currently offer about four lifestyle protection pillars. You're looking at life protection. This what happens when you die. Mm. And then you look at the income protection pillar, which is a cover when you are unable to earn your income, which can be either a lump sum disability or an income disability. And then you're looking at a living lifestyle pillar where we are covering you if you are suffering a critical illness that affects your lifestyle. And then the fourth pillar is where you actually can just cover for instances where you are unable to pay your premium, which is a premium protector.
So how important is it to get medical examination, to get a medical examination when applying for these various insurances?
I think perhaps what we need to start with is to highlight that most insurance companies decide on the premium that an applicant or a client can pay based on their risk perception. So if you look at the purpose of undertaking medical tests before buying insurance, is really for insurance companies to determine what is the applicant's health risk quotient or profile. And based on the test results that the insurance company would have done, then they can determine as to how much a particular client needs to pay and offer them a customized insurance plan.
Mm. Yeah. So over and above that, having a medical examination done, if, say, for example, you get a sense that there's a history of cancer in somebody's family or whatever, would that person be penalized in terms of a higher premium?
Not necessarily. So what you're saying is that there's looking at the products that we offer, it's important to sit with your financial advisor and be able to tailor make your needs in terms of what you need for and what you need to be covered for. There's possible decisions depending on what medical disclosures are made, which means then if you've had a cancer in the past, and obviously there may be either a loading or a health loading that may be associated with that, or certain exclusions can be applied into your insurance or the type of cover that you are paying for. So we sell kind of a very big package, and it can be tailored to your needs. So it's very important that then you actually discuss as to what are your needs and see what kind of decisions you can get out of it.
Absolutely.
Because they vary greatly, and they are not really, you cannot say that it's just one size fits all for everybody.
Exactly.
Different needs. And it's quite important that you disclose all the medical information to the insurer so that then they are able to offer you what is appropriate for you.
Absolutely. Dr. Thabani Gwanyana, thank you very much for your time, sir. He's a lead specialist medical officer at Liberty.